all of us, we should have the package of the meeting, starting with the program and then the other items that we are going to be considered. You don't have a you are all welcome, and I'm sure we, in our midst today, we have got some new faces that we should welcome them. From the African National Congress, we have been receiving the new members. Of course, Timmy has been with us in the previous meeting, but he's part of the new deployees that have been deployed to us. Honorable Bengu also is one of those that are coming from African National Congress. And from the Democratic Alliance, we have got the name of Honorable Station. As a new member also. I haven't been told of the other member. What's the name? No.
Andrew Makasan Manzini.
Oh, Honorable Manzini. Thank you very much. You are all welcome, honorable members. And I want to congratulate you to start in a right footing, because I do know that this committee a bit of challenge to those who are enjoying, you know, sleeping and good times. And with us, we don't take that into consideration. We are sitting the first thing on Wednesday every day, every week, 8 o'clock. As long as it's, you know, the committee time and it's time for the parliament program. In the last meeting, we were made to believe that in terms of the program, we should have been having a meeting last week. We regret to inform you that the manner in which we were called the meeting off was, you know, as per the way in which we have received a communique from the Democratic Alliance. We were expecting to have been briefed by Honorable James, and we were told at the 11th hour that he intended to withdraw the proposal, which we have advised them that it cannot be communicated to us. It should be directed to the Speaker's office and would receive the communique thereof after being referred to us by the office of the Speaker. Therefore, because it was the only item on the agenda, we had to call the meeting off. We apologize for any inconvenience that it might have been caused by the late, you know, cancellation of the meeting. It likely happened again today, should we not have more than one item, because we were supposed to be briefed by Honorable Mazibuko, the leader of Democratic Alliance, on the communal land tenure proposal that she wanted to, you know, sponsor. Again, unfortunately, last night we received a letter that we have circulated amongst ourselves, which informed us that she won't be, you know, coming. Reasons you'll read and see. Again, there is a confusion in the DA office, because the only thing that makes me to understand is the sponsor, the content of what she was supposed to come for. It's absolutely not the correct one. It was supposed to be a communal land tenure, you know, proposal that she was supposed to come on it. this one of executive ethics is just something different from her own, you know, proposal. Having said this, I think maybe Honorable Kubai, you have to take this up with the whips when you are discussing to say, let's respect the programs of committees, because should it not be that today we have got more than one item, we were going to have again a recurrence of cancellations of meeting, which I think is not it was not going to reflect as a good governance, you know, to or the eyes of the public when we have, you know, adopted a program based on the submissions that we receive from honorable members. And suddenly, without, you know, due time, you know, just abruptly calling for the withdrawal, it affects, you know, the work of the committee. And I think it's something that should not, you know, be condoned. It should definitely made to come to an end. We are not going to force people to continue with their proposal, but we will appeal that withdrawal or whatever should be done timeously, so that it allows us a rescheduling and reprogramming of our work, or without, you know, much damage of the committee in front of everybody in Parliament. Having said so, I think, honourable members, we will be dealing with the agenda items as they are, in exclusion of what was supposed to be item 3 on the agenda, which included the Mazimbu Post 1. I would then allow members to speak to my input as an opening input that I just, you know, done. Honorable Kubai and then Honorable Hopan, your phone. Honorable members, can you switch the mic off next to you?
Thanks, Chair. I think indeed it's sad what has happened. And last night I also spoke to the Deputy Chief Whip of DA, highlighting the challenges that they've put the committee on as a whip. Because I know for a fact we have discussed this matter even at NAPC, and we have reflected that what we have done, maybe just to press the committee, we have requested that the table must guide this committee. Because it's not in the rules, and it's something that maybe we might want to put in the rules. Because one is that a private member legislation is a member's legislation. It is not a party's legislation. Mm-hmm. And therefore it can't be moved and swayed and all that. That's our argument, and that's my argument. That once it's introduced, it is a sponsored legislation, because when you look at the Constitution and our rules, is that it is a member, more or less, it's expected to be a proposal based on even constitutional constituency matters. So you can't have a private member's legislation being member Kubai, then tomorrow you have the legislation proposal to Tonejani, and then it moved to it. It's not correct. The principle of having a private member's legislation, then it's lost. So what NAPC, the National Assembly Programming Committee, led, chaired by the Speaker, has tasked the table staff to look at this matter and advise us properly based on the requirements, so that we don't have this thing happen. Because, and we have requested them to say it must continue. If it's introduced, we must not put positions to it. We must put the person to it who is a member, because all of us are members beyond being elected to or representing our political parties or parliament in various capacities. For example, a chairperson of a committee can introduce a private member legislation. We don't put a chairperson of a committee in that regard. So we put a name of a person because it's a member. That's why it has that thing of private first before it can be anything else. It's a private member's legislative proposal. So we have asked that, and we had the discussion. I'll raise the matter again tomorrow at the NAPC and at the Chief Whip's Forum today, because I think that this process has really impacted on the work of the committee negatively, and we can't just keep quiet about it.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm also disappointed.
But what I'm what I want to tell the committee is that I'll make sure that I'll make a follow-up with my own party, because this is not how we want this parliament to function. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I don't think this is what we're intending to do here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honourable members. May we then proceed with the agenda as it is. Apologies.
Good morning, honourable members. We've got one apology from honourable Van Veek. She's on her way.
I think also we did receive the one from Mabili Samswani. She had a death case at her home. She had to leave this morning. Then the rest will then regard them as absent. Can we then move to? I'm not sure, because we have got four new members who were not part of this particular proposal that we are going to deal with them as to how do we then capacitate them and make them, you know, to become effective in the decisions that we are going to take in relation to the finalization of the proposal that intend to prohibit contracting between an organ of state in the national spheres of government and companies whose directors are party political office bearers of public representative of political parties, which was sponsored by Honorable I.O. Davidson. We are sitting here with a draft report that we wanted to table to the Parliament, to the Office of the Speaker. But I'm just raising this because it concerns me that members, as they are, having no idea of what we are talking about. I know they will follow the party line to vote for, but I'm just worried about them, as you know, members, as to how do we then, you know, take them on board if we had any idea. Honorable Guwai.
No, Chair, I guess besides being party line, but I think it's just as part of building the committee. Just to summarize what the discussion was about and the legislation, and I guess it will assist as well colleagues for them to be able to quickly pick up where we are. They might not be able to go far as that, but just a summary of what you're talking about should assist in terms of where we are with this proposal and how we came to it. It should be able to assist the colleagues with us.
Thanks. I think it may even, you know, want us, maybe amongst other, to program again some kind of brainstorming amongst ourselves. Having more than four members, being new after a series of, you know, workshopping and trying to build capacity on this thing, we may then consider to do that in future, so that we make them, you know, to become part of us, with the understanding. The nature of the committee, I'm sure you might have not even before heard of. It's a very unique, you know, an isolated committee that is not a portfolio committee to start with. It's, you know, an entry point for members of parliament when they wanted to propose whatever amendment or a complete new, you know, laws that they have in their mind representing their constituency. But on the same footing, also looking at the special petitions. And the definition of special petitions is a very difficult, you know, and very fine line between petition and special petition, because special petitions are the petitions that are not, you know, accommodated in any law of, you know, the Republic of South Africa. You need to look at the areas, maybe for argument's sake, where somebody is talking about the pensions as a person. And then that person can only do that through, you know, a member of parliament, you know, requesting you to forward that special petition on behalf of that, you know, citizen, as a member of parliament. Therefore, we are dealing directly with members of parliament, not any public, you know, resident of South Africa. So if a citizen has got any issue that required our involvement, should then via a member of parliament. And then we only deal with matters that we receive them from, you know, the office of the speaker. No member is entitled to directly forward any documents to us for consideration. We receive all our, you know, correspondence via the office of the speaker, who is then referred to us in terms of Rule 211 of the Rules of National Assembly. We are operating in terms of 235, and then we have proposed the amendment of 235 with 235A. 235A, it summarizes our work in this way, to say we always look at, when we receive a proposal, look at this particular criteria. Whether that particular proposal does not have, you know, purported against the spirit and of the object of the Constitution, sought to initiate legislation that is beyond the boundaries of South Africa. I'm sure I always give an example that we were once receiving a proposal that intended to request us to consider amendment of human rights that will then cover the global, to say, if you look at that atlas, what's that again, from Limpopo? Semenya Kasta. Yeah, that proposal was to say Parliament should then, you know, promulgate a law that will cover the international, to say you can't do this, it's unhuman. Then we said, no, we don't have the power to do that. So it is in the, in terms of this particular, you know, clause. And we also said we should look at an area that we should avoid to duplicate the existing legislation that are waiting to be considered by the National Assembly, or even if it's an NCOP itself. We also said we should avoid preempt, you know, a similar legislation that is sponsored by an executive at any given time of the work that we would be doing. Also looking at, we should avoid coming up with a legislation that will seek to talk about money bill. We don't have that, you know, authority over it. But equally, the last one is to say we should avoid frivolous and vexational, you know, kind of proposals that we can receive. Now, in front of us, we are sitting with a proposal that Honorable Davidson sent to us, which seek to prohibit, you know, contracting between an organ of state in the national spheres of government and companies whose directors are party political office bearers and of public representative of political parties. In her presentation, he said, we intend to make sure that we minimize corruptions, we minimize unethical kind of, you know, businesses where you'll find that leaders are sitting here at the same time, you know, doing business with themselves at the end of the day. To us, it was then found to be a good, you know, piece of legislation. However, we then said we are dealing with some smaller parties. If you look at ANC, you look at the DA, the two parties are sitting at an advantage, you know, position. They are sponsors, people who are sponsoring them, you know, SS business people, may not necessarily be, you know, the party leaders because of the nature of the structure. It's a bigger and a broader one. But if you look at these smaller parties, where they've got one member or two, you might find that their survival is spent also on business, and they themselves as the leaders are sitting there trying to push and do. Once you said this becomes a law, we were then saying, are we not in a way promoting one party, you know, kind of state to kill others and promote the bigger one that does not have a problem with the, you know, functional of deploying leaders here and deploy other members there to do other businesses. So that's basically what the report is trying to summarize here. So if you look at it, it says we are therefore intending not to look at allowing the honorable members to proceed with the proposal, but it's a draft that we need therefore to look at it and agree or not to agree on it. If you are comfortable, you're much better, but if there's something you are not sure of, you can ask for being clarified, but not necessarily by myself, by members. I'm not a committee, I'm a chair of the committee. Honorable Van Westen.
Honorable Chairperson, thank you very much for giving us the background to the report. May I just say, I think we accept the reasons given why the committee proposes that we do not proceed with this specific legislation. But I think, and I would like the committee to speak out if I'm wrong, I think we are all concerned about the matter which gave rise to this proposal that was sent to the committee. And my question is to them just, if we all agree that we have got this scourge in our country, and that something should be done, and that the current proposals are unconstitutional, that we try and find a way of addressing the problem while still remaining within the boundaries of the Constitution. And that we perhaps also ask of Honorable Davidson if he would like to rethink, rework his proposal, and to come up with alternative measures that we can feel comfortable with, in the sense that it will be within the constitutional boundaries for things like that. I fully agree that the rights of South Africans should be respected, and the fact that they're a politician, etc., should not in terms of the constitution, any reason to interfere with those rights. But we also, I hope I would find agreement in this committee that we would not like people benefit unfairly from the positions that they may have in politics or whatever. So if there are members that would like to comment on my request, I would really appreciate it so I can take back the message to the honourable member. Thank you.
There you go, members. That's an input. I think it does make sense. And the other area that I thought we may look at it, not only yourselves alone, all of us, is to amend the ethics part of, members of parliament, and make sure that while the procurement units of government, it is also, streamlined in a way that it we emphasize this thing of transparent, openness, and making sure that we give South African equal opportunity when this kind of things happen. I'm sure it's not necessarily about members who are party political leaders. Even citizens that are not even within the political party driven seat, who have got opportunity to, are sometimes seen doing things in a very awkward way that we feel it needs to be closed up. I'm sure that can still be considered. Any further input, members? Any? Honorable Kubai.
Thanks, Chair. I think as well, just echoing the sentiments that as much as we would want to see some of the things dealt with, I think in the deliberation at some point we were looking and wanting to understand what is it that we are hoping to achieve with the legislation. And unfortunately, the committee's mandate, we can't be able to say to people, go and redraft. That's not within our mandate, unfortunately. It's up to the individual to whether look at our comments, how we have responded to the issue, to go back and relook at what we have said as a proposal. Otherwise, we would be going beyond our mandate to instruct people to say, no, go fix this and all that. Otherwise, the rules do not allow for us to do that. And as well, we might be seen as favoring other individuals, but you we didn't do with so and so, we did present before, we did proposals before, but I think the onus is upon individuals when they read our reports, to look at the reports, to look at the comments that have been made, take note, even the minutes of the discussions, how the discussion has gone through, and look at it. Because, I mean, you'd acknowledge that's why one of the issues of the Municipal Systems Act was a concern that you'd have party political people holding office and then leading municipalities. And as a result, that was kept through a Municipal Systems Act to say whoever is holding an office can be a leader in a particular municipality because you were trying to deal with us. And if this will go to that extent, there are some concerns where you'd be able to look at them. But firstly is to say, when you look about party political office bearers and businesses, one is that if you're a party political issue, and why would come to the issues of not even agreeing, is that when you look at disclosures, that's disclosure, because we think that it's not only everything that can be solved through legislation. There are certain things, for example, if a member of parliament, for example, do we disclose, are there limitations in our disclosure that we need within our code of ethics? If that's the issue, let's correct that and not put in legislation. Those are some of the discussions that we could have extensively. Second is to say, if you are to block, for example, a party political from not making business, and we understand the issue that it's to try and avoid influence, but not everybody is a leading party who have influence. What about, for example, I'll make an example of APC, Temba Kuti, who does not have, or maybe Letlapa Mphatlane, who is a leader of a political party, and this I'm just bringing colleagues up to speed with some of the discussions that we've had. He does not have an influence in any municipality. He does not lead, the party does not lead any municipality, does not lead anything, and then if you bar that person, and might not even be an office bearer in terms of holding a public office. If you bar that person being the leader of a political party from making business, and that could be their only survival of income because they are not employed in. So those are some of the things that we are looking at when we dealt with this, to say the extent it goes to in the light of founding and sustaining and protecting the young Democrats, you might end up killing the multi-party system that you are in. Because it could be those who are in bigger parties like ANC surviving. Because we can afford to say chairperson, secretary, deputy, president, and everybody else don't do business. But everyone else at below can do business, and we look after those ones. Because the party is big enough to look after them, can afford to look after them. But the smaller parties, which even through elections or anything IEC, they don't have income at all, you are going to literally just have them die because there would be no other form of income. So I'm just saying this is part of what we looked at holistically, the implications and the impact, just not looked at this. And when coming to the conclusion, just in the current format, it's likely not to even enhance our democracy more, but to hamper its goodwill. Thanks, Chair.
If I heard it properly, we seem to agree that we adopt the report which say we are not going to recommend that the permission be given to Honorable Davidson. Is it my understanding the same as all of you? And any contrary view on the matter? You are welcome, Mam Lewis. But you are fortunate, your name is not Slam Rao, thank you very much. So the report is so adopted and would then submit it accordingly. The next agenda item is the... you wanted procedure. Any mover for the adoption for the record purposes? Honorable Kuwai, Kumalo. And second, Honorable Kuwai. Any objection? None. Thank you very much. The report is so adopted. The next agenda item is the adoption of the minutes, I'm sure they've been circulating amongst ourselves. Do we all have the set of the minutes I'm referring to? The minutes of the 8th of February. You don't have? Oh, okay. You'll have them. The 8th of February. Or the, you only had the one that were assisting you for the adoption. Thanks, ma'am. And then the Honorable. Or on page one, anything on the names? Hey, I'm sure there's something wrong there. There is somebody called Hoshi SD to be that chairperson. I'm sure there's no such kind of members. Any mover for the adoptions of the minutes, if they are correct, with the amendment of Honorable Tunda. Any seconder? Honorable Kopan. I'm sure this honorable member brought us to the end of the business for the day. Thank you very much, and the next meeting will be next week. And I'm sure in that meeting we'll also consider the report of the visit to the province. Thank you very much.